ladies' arm wrestling match at the Blue Moon Diner. My grandma always told me, if life gives you lemons, throw them away. And so we loosen, shuffle off sore tendons. Mondays, insults catcalled out Chevy windows, clinking whiskey glasses, we wipe away sweat and old flames. All I ever found in the gravel was the paper body, what the garter snake shed. Take off that old suit tonight, even as your good arm shudders to the mat like the moon meeting the mouth of the Shenandoah. Take off that old suit. In new skin, come back again and again. Own this acreage, this new ground, rippling under rolled sleeves. So I read a version of that poem when I first came to Bread Loaf as a waiter in 2010. And so long before, yeah, I could conceive of this book being a book. So thank you, Michael, Jen, and to the community here for supporting and believing in my work. And also, it's such a pleasure to read with my fellows. So I grew up in rural Virginia, where one of the first ways that I found to express myself in high school was by staying up late and dedicating songs over the radio to my girl crush. I didn't actually know she was my crush. And so Carl was saying in a workshop the other day, sometimes how a poem is ahead of you. I guess my crush feelings were ahead of me. And so this poem is about that. Late bloom. The name of the spotted apple on the leafy floor in the woods outside the white-walled bedroom where the FM stereo was always tuned to the same country station my girl crush loved was gall. Name for an outgrowth, a shell withering under leaf rot near a spot where the surprise lilies might remember, might forget to bloom. Touch a weevil and it will fall, legs and antennae tucked. Blink and the Arctic fox becomes snow. The gecko, toes spread wide on a tree trunk, passes for lichen. Of all the ways a creature can conceal itself, I must have relied on denial. There were the Confederate bumper stickers, pressures from seniors to tailgate, the spindly legs of a freshman scissoring out of a trash can, how just the smell of Old Spice could make my muscles contract like a moth, wings folded, the color of a dead leaf in October, so that she might hear her favorite song, my voice would drop. And if the DJ answered, I would be Tim, Charlie, Luke, Jason, every name but my own, truer than gold. Wasn't I the stripe in a tiger's eye, the dapple in the flanks of an Appaloosa? In daylight, how could I possibly explain a heart hunting after a body?